Okay, Hevra, so I just want to begin. As you know, yesterday Reb Fivel Cohen, the author of the Badei HaShulchan, was nifter, and I don't think there is a day that goes by in our shiurim when we don't quote from the Badei HaShulchan. So I just want to talk about Reb Fivel a little bit. In the Haskama that Reb Fivel's Rebbe, Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, wrote in to his first sefer, the sefer on Nida, he quotes in the Gemara about how Elaf Nifnasim Lamikra VeEchad Yotzei L'Horea, that you could have 1,000 people who begin learning, but only one of them can develop as a posek. And Rav Kuttner extends that memory of Chazal to say Elaf Nifnasim L'horo'a ve'echad yotzei liyitzira shel ho'ra'a, that you could have 1,000 poskim, but of those 1,000, only one of them can create a yitzira shel ho'ra'a, can create like a halachic text of ho'ra'a. And he notes that your sefer, which you're going to call Badei HaShulchan, is going to be a work that will be used halacha l'maisa. It will be used by many people. And in that respect, obviously, Rav Huttner was prescient. Many have been comparing the Badei HaShulchan to the Mishneh Berurah over the last day. The Mishneh Berurah obviously revolutionized the learning of halacha. But if you read the Haskamas to the Mishneh Berurah, people didn't realize that the Mishneh Berurah would transform halacha. People didn't realize it would become a staple of learning. The one Haskama to the Mishneh Berurah that recognized this was the Haskama of Rebbein Zion Bilsker. He recognized it, but all the other Haskamas on the Mishneh Berurah did not recognize it. Reb Fivel's Badei HaShulchan has the same structure, the Mishneh Berurah. You have a Perush, he calls it the Badei HaShulchan. You have Be'urim, the longer explanations. And then you also have the Tziyunim at the bottom, where he gives the notes with a few chidushim here and there. It's exactly the same style as the Mishneh Berurah, but I think because the Mishneh Berurah was already so well accepted, so that's why the Badei HaShulchan became the staple. That's why people learn from the Badei HaShulchan. I think everyone in who goes for smicha uses the Badei HaShulchan. At one point, we used to comment that Wayu smicha was based on habeas corpus, which means bring the body. And that was because Wayu smicha used to be only Basar B'Cholav Taruvis, Nida Tevila, and Avelos. Those were all the Svarim of the Badei HaShulchan initially. Subsequently, he added on additional Svarim. He wrote on Hilchos Tzedakah, he wrote on Hilchos HaShavas Aveda, he wrote on a number of other Svarim. He has a kuntres about how to write a will, Al Pi Halacha, a kuntres Midor Ladar. He earlier wrote some Svarim in Lomdus called Das Kohen, but his initial Halacha Svarim were what we did in Smicha before, of course, we added Hilchos Shabbos to Smicha. It's interesting that every volume of the Badei HaShulchan begins with a bracha thanking his wife, for the ability that he could sit and learn Ba'ahalashot Torah without any distractions, etc. Reb Fivel was a person who really learned without distractions. He really invested a huge amount of time into his learning. My former father-in-law davened in Reb Fivel's shul, had a close relationship to Reb Fivel. You could see the Badei HaShulchans that I have by my makom in the Beis Medrash are inscribed by Reb Fivel to me. Reb Fivel was not the type of shul rav that we generally produce. He would have a policy that he would not go both to the chuppah and to the dancing. He would not go to avart. I don't remember exactly the details of his policy, but he just wouldn't come out for events. He learned. Reb Fivel was not political, really. He would not go and get involved in these things. He just learned. He wouldn't sign on kol kores generally. His entire approach was that he would learn. He would go to Eretz Yisrael, spend considerable time with Rebbe Yashiv. He had Shimush and Psak from Rebbe Yashiv. Rebbe Yashiv would write tshuvas specifically to Reb Feivel, the tshuva about Kohanim flying on airplanes over the Kvarim is written to Reb Feivel. The tshuva about Tcheles that Rebbe Yashiv has is written to Reb Feivel. Reb Feivel was one of the few people that Rebbe Yashiv had a real kesher with and really trusted Lahalacha. What's interesting, though, is that in Reb Feivel's Svarim, he does not quote psukim from Rebbe Yashiv or psukim he heard from contemporary poskim, much like the Mishnah Brura, who does not quote his contemporaries. Reb Feivel's Badei HaShulchan is a digest, and he quotes the written word, he quotes the written poskim, etc. Now, when you realize he's quoting the written poskim, that means he's going through all the things that were written beforehand. But in Hilchos Nida, to go through every single Sidrei Tahara and sweat on it, like in Hilchos Basar B'Challav and Taruvos, to know every single Prima Godim, every Chavos Das, like every Yad Yehuda, like this is unbelievable. It's unbelievable in terms of his attention to detail, which is really a tremendous thing that he had. Few people have that type of memory. It was just attention to detail. When he wrote the Badei HaShulchan, he went to Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. Reb Yaakov told him that in every question where you can be machriya, he should be machriya. So often he'll just quote different shitos, but occasionally he's machriya. Usually he's machriya based on the deos of the later poskim. The Chochmas Sadim, etc., plays a very large role in his psak. It's not a work. The Badei HaShulchan is not a work of halachic reticence. It's a bold halachic sefer. As we point out in the shir, often we don't always agree with his conclusions, but everything he writes is written very carefully, and you have to take it very seriously. I have a cousin, Nachum Katz. My cousin Nachum Katz used to learn the Chavrusa with Reb Feivel. For whatever the reason, he learned with him. He told me that the way learning with Reb Feivel went is Reb Feivel will call him up and say, I want you to prepare this, 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 and this source. And he would go over, and that's what Reb Feivel would discuss with him, those sources. These are the sources that Reb Feivel had a need to clarify, and these are the sources that he would learn the Chavrusa. Other stuff he learned the Chavrusa with his son, the author of the Chalkas Bin Yamin, but much of what he did is just tremendous attention to detail, focus. He was very hesitant to go and give shiurim outside because he just wanted to learn. He was the shul rav. I mentioned that my former father-in-law had a strong connection to him. It was called Kahal Tomchei Torah in Flatbush. It was a shul of B'nai Torah. Reb Feivel would not give short sermons. His sermons, again, this is not the type of shul rav that Yusmicha tries to produce. A shul rav who doesn't go to weddings, a shul rav who gives a sermon last half an hour, 45 minutes. That's my simple chol yom. That's the way he did things. Every word, by the way, was measured. Very careful. Every single thing was measured. It happens that Reb Feivel in his sefer does quote my cousin a couple of times. He writes that my cousin pointed out to him that maybe this is the pshat in that source, etc. And the miluim, he quotes some people who wrote to him and corrected some points that he made. He quotes a former brother-in-law of mine. The point that I'm trying to make is, although Reb Feivel would not quote contemporaries, he would always be willing to acknowledge those who gave him ideas. I myself have a few tshuvas written to me from Reb Feivel, not tshuvas in the classical sense. I'd send him a shayl and say, can you rely on this and this shita? And he'd wrote back, yes, because the Chassam Sefer over here relies on it. Or he would give like a shtickle Torah, some things in Hilchos Avelo, some things in Hilchos Nida from him. I wrote him in Hilchos Stucca. I had a connection. The Bible is very different than most of the Rashi Yeshiva by us. Rav Schachter in particular, I don't have to speak to you about how much Rav Schachter mamish knows kol ha'Torah kula. Rav Schachter is a schmoozer. You go over and talk to Rav Schachter, and you get a whole a smile. Rav Feivel is not like that, right? Rav Feivel wouldn't schmooze. You'd ask him a question in learning. I'd ask him sometimes. I'd see him at a family wedding and the like. I'd ask him questions like, you write this and this and this. But what about the Tisus over here? And he'd say, I have to think about the Tisus, I have to look at it inside. Like, that's not something you ever hear from Rav Schachter. Like, I can't comment, I have to look at it inside. That's the way he learned. Rav Feivel for a while was a Rosh Yeshiva in Brooklyn, together with Pinchas Kahn, who's now a Rebbe in Chaim Berlin. They had a yeshiva called Avodas Halavim, I believe. At one point, Rav Feivel was a Rosh Kollel in Farakaway. And for various political reasons in Farakaway, his kollel closed after a very brief period of time. After Rav Schachter's son, Yosef Aryeh, the older son, learned in Rav Feivel's kollel in Farakaway. Sometimes when I'd go to my parents for Shabbos, I'd go to hear Rav Feivel's chumashir on Friday afternoon. His chumashir was not like brisker chumash with lum or chumash with halacha, etc. His chumashir is where he showed himself as like a real Talmid of Rav Huttner. He would give like a whole mimer as a chumashir, like a mimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. And it's a different style. You get the sense he had this Rav Huttner dimension to him. Again, Rav Huttner was an Adam Gadol, very complicated person, but Rav Huttner was not known as a posek, yet Reb Feivel always considered Rav Huttner to be his major Rebbe. Rav Feivel's Haskama on his son's sefer, the Chokas Binyamin, is written like a mimer in the Pachad Yitzchak. He speaks about how in the 25, 26 Kilolam Chasdos that we say in the Hallel HaGadol, as it were. So you get the impression that we should have gone into Eretz Yisrael immediately after Maamad Har Sinai, but we didn't. The reason why we didn't is because of the Chet HaEgel. Consequently, because of the Chet HaEgel, there's a pirud, there's a separation between the Nesinas HaTorah and the Kiyum HaTorah. That's Rav Huttner type language. He read Shevet Levi, never did the Chet HaEgel. So Shevet Levi never had that pirud. Right? So for Shevet Levi, the Nesinas HaTorah and the Kiyum HaTorah should be connected. And that's why his son, Rabbi Binyamin Cohen, who is a Kohen from Shevet Levi, that's why he's able to write a sefer, lahalacha, a sefer on Kiyum HaTorah, a sefer of Hora'ah, etc. You get the impression, again, he remained a Talmid of Rav Huttner, I think, all of his years. Rav Feivel did not give smicha to many people. The Posek in Shar Yoshev in Farakaway, Rav Moshe Dov Stein is one of the few people I believe who ever got smicha from Rav Feivel. One time I spoke to Rav Feivel about a shaila in Hilchos Pesach, and he's like, you look in his Sefer Aliba de Hilchos on Pesach, and he talks about it. That was his Talmud. He did not have many Talmidim, but clearly, I think we can all say that we're Talmidim of his, because in terms of the limud of halacha, it's very rare in our generation to have somebody who could write a sefer that's accepted everywhere. You could go to a Chassidish based medrash, a Litvish based medrash, YU, anywhere you go, people learn by the Ashulchan, and it's really it's a massive contribution, and it is something that, there's no hesbedim. That's what he requested in his levaya. But I think it's important to just know a little bit of who he was. He was clearly an Adam Gadol. I was zochet to have a little bit of a connection to him. You should know whenever in Shir I locate an idea in the Bnei HaShulchan I'm not crazy about, I make a mental note, you know, I should write him a letter because he'd write back to me. And I can't do that anymore. So, you know, I feel a little bit of a personal loss, although I didn't know him well, but clearly he was an Adam Gadol, and I think our learning is definitely influenced by him. Okay, Chevra.